Lessons from the Lave, Parshas Re'eh, a gorgeous parsha and hopefully a beautiful message to take with us on this wonderful week where really Moshe Rabbeinu once again is giving us the instructions for how we will, Bnei Yisrael will lead their lives after Moshe's departing. And one of the beautiful psukim, which we probably know quite well, certainly something we read on Yom Tovim, Aser ta Aser, Es kol tvuas zarecha, Hayotzi asad shana shana. Yachalt lefnei Hashem, this is specifically talking about Meiser Sheni, that we have a chiyuv, and this chiyuv actually applies to here in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, we're not able to actually bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash v'mehera yibane, but we have a chiyuv of Trumas HaMaisras. We are makbid. When a person travels, he has to be careful if he's going to the Carmel market or going to the Sirona market. You can't just buy any fruits or vegetables. In America, you don't have these issues. You know, I often say that when I go on the catering company jobs, I go away for Shabbos. So one of the things is that you're eating a salad, especially if it's a Shemitah year, and you're eating it, and you don't have to think about all these shilas that might come up. And you know that everything's fine. In Eretz Yisrael, there's an inherent kedusha level. And these fruits were brought up. Ve'ochol lefnei Hashem is a gorgeous Ramban, where the Ramban says, what exactly is going on over here? What does it mean that, what's this whole idea of Meiser Sheni? So we famously know that the Gemara tells us in Tanis, on Daf Chaf, Amud Beis, Daf Tes, Daf Ches Amud Beis and Tes, Amur Rabbi Yochan, Maidech Siv Aser Ta Aser, Aser Bishvil Shetashir. You know why I'm telling you to tithe? You know why I'm telling you? And of course, we learn from this the mitzvah of giving stuck, of giving 10% of our earnings, is you could test me on this. Ribbono Shalom says, you give 10% of your earnings, you can give as much as 20%. Some people are machmir, a great chumrah. I will make you rich. B'shver, it's a tarshir. The Tosfos over there comments, and the Tosfos says, we'll get to the Ramban in a second. Kol havi matzi lameima, what does it include? So maybe it's not just talking about the Doraisa level, which is the level of giving from Meiser, your fruits and vegetables of Eretz Yisrael, but maybe it's coming out prakmatzi as well. Maybe it's actually talking about business. And this becomes a ongoing, beautiful machloikis, both in the Rishonim and the Achronim, that discuss whether or not giving Meiser from our earnings is a Doraisa obligation or not. The Yalkut Shemoni, which we will get back to you, actually writes that it's a remez. That it's a remez. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Aser Tasher Shani Ma'aser Shalcha Amar Rabbi Abba Remez LePrakmatia. The Bach quotes as well as the Taz. The Bach says, Masha Odom Ma'aser Masha Merviach Umatan Kitzafim Enochiyov Bo. He has the most unique, which Rav Shechter ascribes to, that it's only a minhag that we've accepted upon ourselves, a great minhag. But there would be some kulas there. For example, Rav Shechter allows a person to save up his meiser money to be able to perform spiritual pursuits. As Mistama, the psukim, we're talking about this. You're going up to see the Kohanim. It would be an inspirational moment, as we'll see from the Ramban. So the Bach actually says that it's only a minhag, and therefore for spiritual pursuits. For example, to move to Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shechter gave a psak even to someone like myself. He says you can save up your money so you'll be able to move. You might be able to, other shaylos teshuvos discuss about taking off a year to learn. That might be mutter to use that as your meiser money. The Taz disagrees, and he says that he believes that this is a chiyuv gamor, maybe not min haTorah v'lo min haDibronin. He says, how can the Bach write this? How can he say that? And he says, "B'kvoido moriv v'chami," his father-in-law. But how can this be? He thinks it's a chi of gomer, could be a chi of darais. Says the Ramban. Finally, get to the Ramban. What was this chi of going up? What is Moshe Rabbeinu reminding us and telling us how great it's going to be going up to the Beis Hamikdash to give Meiser? The ata bir ki hu yichayiv la'asor kol tevuas zarecha she'achaloto hu atzmo banov lifnei Hashem. Right? Why? Leman tilmad liratz Hashem. This is going to teach you how to really fear Hashem. Why? Says the Ramban, ki kohanim v'hashoftim ha'oimdim sham lifnei Hashem. Moire ha'tolim odel yirahoso. You're going to see the kohanim b'avadosam, levim b'tuchanim, Only a week ago, we sat on the floor and we were commemorating not having this focal point. We are unable to feel, touch the Shekhinah, but we were able to at one point go up to a Beis HaMikdash and see the Kohanim Be'avadosam leave a Duchanon, see the Shoiftim and say, ah, wow, what an inspiration. Baruch Hashem, today we have some of this on a small level. When we get inspiration, maybe even on a high level as well, we get to visit our Rabbein, we get to come to Eretz Yisrael, recharge our batteries, and Mirtz Hashem, we should be zeicha that everybody should be able to come to Eretz Yisrael soon without restrictions. And that is an ultimate chiyuv. That's an important level. There's no question about it. But there's another beautiful idea. The Zeres Shimshon, quoted many times. I promised to quote it, Beli Neder, on every Sefer. Now I've quoted it already twice in the Sefer. The Zeres Shimshon writes, and as you know, I like to quote it because the author, the great Rav Nachmani, writes that anybody who learns my Sefer will be zeicha to unbelievable schools. So he says a beautiful idea. He quotes the Yalkut. This is in Tuf, Tzadik Gimel, in the Yalkut Shemoni. This is in the Zeres Shimshon Dalet on this parsha. Says the Zeres Shimshon, says the Yalkut the following: Im zachitem sof she'atem yotzim lezro hasada. It's a schus. You're going to be able to doing what the profession of the time was. You're going to be able to go out and you're going to be able to farm the land. You're going to be able to have beautiful fruit orchards. The Ezezeh, and if you don't, by the way, the Imlav Sof, but if you don't give back to Hashem, Sof Hayotze Hasada Mit Garabachem. What does it mean? It's going to come back to you in a bad way. What? The Ezezeh? Esav. It's going to come back to you with the curse of Edom, of Esav. Dechsiv, as a pasuk says, Ish Yodea Sayed Ish Sadem. Because he was an Ish Sadem. So now we understand, as if this makes a lot of sense. So says the Zeres Shimshon, Kasha, Lama Dafka Be'averazu, Yitzgara Esav. What does it have to do with Esav? And why this is such a bad Avera? Why Dafka of this Avera of not giving him Eiser? So he says, "V'yeshalomar sharei matzino she'esav haya mirama et aviv." We know that Esav was one of the big cheaters. He was a ramai. He was really good at what he did, and his father thought he was somebody that he wasn't. And of course, as we know, he wanted to give him the bracha. And dafka, he was ramai b'mitzvas meiser. Kamosha pirish Rashi. Rashi tells us on the pasuk that he was a yodea shayed. Sholo Ketzad Ma'asrim Hateven Ketzad Ma'asrim HaMelach Abba Moiri, can you teach me? Do we give Meiser on Melach? On Teven, do we give Meiser? And his father said, wow, he gets it. He understands the mitzvah of Meiser and why there's Meiser. Tzorch Lomar Hamtana Yoter Gedola Sheftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Avram Haita L'Teit L'Bano V'Zer Yisrael. We learn, of course, in Sefer Bereishis, the great promise that Hashem gives Avram, that his offspring will take over Eretz Yisrael. By even Shamiz Ve'ech, the pasuk says to Hashem, Abshorot Eretz Yisrael, V'inei az ba'oisa hazman haya muchzak ba haknani. But it belonged to the Kananim, as the pasuk said. Ve'kanani az ba'oretz. This wasn't the land that we know of Eretz Yisrael. It was called Eretz Kanan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heftiach lehotzio misham, take them out of there. It will become the land of Yisrael. Kamosha perish Rashi. Otid ani lahachzira. And therefore, says the Zeres Shimshon, Nirashe Yisrael gazlu ha'aretz mi'akranim. It's ki'ilu like we stole it. And that famous first Rashi on the Torah, was going over with my kids. What's the most famous Rashi? Right? Parshas Ekev last week, we had the mitzvah shadash ba'akrav. Ekev is like the soul. Probably the most famous one, my Inyan Shemitah El Tzar Sinai, which is used colloquially here in Eretz Yisrael as a slang term. But certainly the first Rashi where he quotes his father and he says, they're going to call you robbers. She'im yom ha'umas listim atem. Shekavashim Artzos, what'd you do? Sheva's Goyim, you took over Eretz Yisrael. It's not your land. Until today, this is what we are fighting against. Kol Haaretz Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not your land, it belongs to Hashem. He bara v'nasan la'asher yoshe be'anav. This is the land of God. So we learned in last week's parasha, Mireish Yisrael Arach HaShanah, my eyes are on this land more than any other place in the world. L'chein kedai l'harot la'olam she'akadosh baruch hu adon ha'aretz. We answer him, but he say, we get it, we know that he's in charge of this world. This is his land. This is a land of Eretz Yisrael different than any other. And you know how I know that? Kedai l'haros, how do we show it? We give ma'aser. The comparison, ha'ma'asos heim kamo hamas shenotim l'melech. It's like giving a... I know the melech owns this. You know how? Look, here's my tax bill. I pay taxes. You think I don't think that the melech owns the land? How can you say that? I don't think so. What are you calling me? Listen, manochi. I know Hashem owns Eretz Yisrael more than any other land. Because I give ma'aser. And this is exactly the fight against the Esav. Because the Esav understood that. And therefore we understand that if you want the zchus, the zakot b'matnas ha'aretz, sarach she'yadu she'aretz hishel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael belongs to Hashem, but sarach namish yidchayev atzmo lahotzi ha'maiser. It's part of the contract. And Esav understood this. Hayarotza b'zchus matanas ha'aretz. He lost the Bechara. He wanted Eretz Yisrael though. So he had to lie to his father and cheat him and say, see, I get it. I get that this land is special. Abba, I get it. I'm even willing to give it on the salt, on the tevin. And that's why he was Mirameh Haetz Aviv, the mitzvah's Maisa Dafka. Kishabirach Yaakov, Avram, sorry, Shikabirach Yitzchak, it's Yaakov, Natsun Chelko Manatas Aretz. Ramban explains that he gave him this special land because you have to get it. You have to understand that it's giving to us al Tanai. And that's the great bracha, Mital HaShemayim. You know, every other land, all the neighbors around our wonderful country have natural resources. I pointed this out a few weeks ago. They got everything. They got gasoline, they got water flowing. Eretz Yisrael, we daven, the Gemara in Tanis tells us how much we have to daven the land of Eretz Yisrael for our water. We don't have the same natural resources as other because of this special land. And certainly not seen in a negative, it's a tremendous positive, because the shefa of the Aretz, the special blessing of this land, is dafka, us getting it through our tefillah. Kol shefa Aretz yavo min HaKadosh Baruch Hu misham hachki ata mechuyav la'asor ve'im lo ta'aser lo yelecha. If you don't get it, that God owns this land, you don't get it. You know, it's interesting. There's a very important halacha called Dina de Malchus, Dina, the law of the land is a law. It is an overriding, important principle in every land we live in, unless we believe the land is a corrupt land, which you might have in some places. But in general, we follow the laws of the land. And for example, during COVID, we might not ascribe to this, that, or the other. Whatever the laws of the land is, we follow the laws, even if we don't believe it. And it's a tremendous mitzvah. So there already the Chazon Ish raised this. What about Eretz Yisrael? Hakamas HaMedina? Do we have to pay taxes to the Medina? It seems like almost a ludicrous question. We finally have our own land. Of course we have to follow the law of the land. Rav Sternbach has his reasons why he's not so sure. But the premise of the Chazon Ish was, is that these are the Pesukim tell us, the land belongs to Hashem. Right? It was given to all of Klal Yisrael. Not given to one. Obviously the answer is very simple. But there has to be order. It's actually a different halacha of Dina de Malchus Adina, because this land is so unique and so special. There needs to be order here. There needs to be roads, and there needs to be bridges, and there needs to be tunnels. Right? We need to have that. We need to have laws that, yeah, it's not in the Torah. It doesn't tell us anything about whatever. Not parking illegal, whatever. But it has to be part of the laws of the land. But it shows how special the land is. But you got to give back. And as we know, this is the bracha that we received and what Esav wanted. And that's the curse if we don't give ma'aser. Because of the peiros of the aretz that are unique. What other land do we have where there's kedusha to the land? Where Panovich Arav can give a hug to a before the Shemitah year to a tree and say good Shabbos to it. It's unbelievable. And Ve'atam she'esav ibed es habrachas tichsiv ish emunato rav brachos kishahalach esav hasada, because he was siuch batzada. Lahavi, so Rabbi Seinozal tell us, the Midrash in Bereshis Rabba says, because when he went out, the reason why he lost the Bechorah, can you imagine, this is what the Midrash Rabba says, the only reason was, is that when he was suach lasada, he had two things in mind. B'machshavash im lo yimsa hefker, if he doesn't find animals that are hefker, which generally are all over the forest, he'll steal. He'll find somebody else's animal and kill it and give it to his father. What is that? You don't get what Meiser is. If you're stealing, you don't get, this land doesn't belong to you. We can't be Nikrim Gazlan like an Esav, but if you're going to be called a Gazlan, and you don't give and understand that everything comes from Hashem, as we said in last week's parasha, Kosev Yotzi Yotzi Yosachayil, the whole point of Sukkah is we sit outside. We sit outside with no roof, and we say, this could be us, Baruch Hashem, it's not. We have a roof over our head. It could lead to very negative things. You know, it's interesting, I just heard on my way to the supermarket on Erev Shabbos, so I was listening to a Dvar Torah. I don't know it in its complete form, I apologize. But it went something like this. It explained that it was Tubav. And it explained that these days, Wednesday, of course, was Tubav of this week. Now we're getting towards the Elulzman. So it explains from Tubav to Rosh Hashanah is 45 days. And Yaakov, quote-unquote, stole these days from Esav, because we know that the months of Tammuz and Av are very difficult months al pi Kabbalah for the Jewish people. But Esav speaks about this. But already, and this is actually a halachic inyan, from already Tubav, we believe we could already start back to going to court cases. Right? The Menachem Av of it may switch. And that was something he was able to take away from Esav. It's the same gematria. Those 45 is the same gematria, I believe, as Edom, as Adam. The difference between us, we are not Edom. So there's a unique time where Chaperayim, we actually add a little bit onto Elul. We got to start our process. I hate to tell everyone, you know, Elul is around the corner. So there are two lessons here. We have to realize that, yes, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's a chashivus. There's something unique. This has nothing to do, Baruch Hashem, this week, last week, thousands of people are coming on Aliyah. They're getting the messages and coming here to understand what the Kedusha of the land is, but you got to give back. You got to understand the brachos that Hashem gave us. The Kedusha that we have to realize is imbued obviously here in Eretz Yisrael, but all over. And money that we make, and that's part of this idea of what it is to give Meiser, is to say nothing comes from me. Hashem is the one that's in charge. And yes, it's more of in a mini way than compared to the Shef of Eretz Yisrael and the great stories you hear. Well, this happens at Eretz Yisrael. This things just work out here in Eretz Yisrael. Anybody who comes here for Parnassa, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. I tell this to anybody who asks for advice. I said, you can't come here organized. It's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Niknas Be'Isurin. But when we're in the midst, I just heard from Rav Shmuel Eliyahu, the chief rabbi at Tzfat, he says, read the Haftorah, last week's Haftorah. It's literally talking, everything that Navi's talking about is happening currently in our time. Eretz Yisrael is being built up to no level. I spent the week in Netanya this week. And it was so remarkable to see the building. It's amazing. It's really, truly amazing. And I said, the chef of Eretz Yisrael, you know, we went away, and because of COVID, we didn't know what to do with Minyan, and my kids know if Minyan is, like, very difficult for me to miss. I knew that there were shuls, and but we didn't know if they were going to allow people in. And Hashem had it his way, Baruch Hashem. The next door to us, there were people renting, a Haredi family with a large contingency. We were able to daven with them. They were so welcoming to us. It was such a Kiddush Hashem. They allowed us in. It's Eretz Yisrael. We don't want the curse of Esav. We don't want to get too comfortable with the Esavs of the world. We have to recognize the great bracha we have here in Eretz Yisrael. And when we're not in Eretz Yisrael, the great bracha of having Baruch Hashem Parnasa in this so difficult time. Hashem should send refuas and yeshuas to the so many people who are affected with COVID. So many people who don't know where their Parnasa is coming from. And that's dafka the time, those that have their Parnasa, maybe to give a little bit more to stock and recognize that the Zecher Termaisa Sheni is an important one. Because it gets the Laman Yiras Hashem to recognize that Hashem is on my side and I understand that anything I do, all is because of Him. Certainly when a person's in Eretz Yisrael, everything belongs to the Bono Shalom. But that's the promise. You got to keep the promise. It's a two-way street. You recognize that it all comes from Hashem. You show by paying back the Melech and say, here's my deed. I paid you back, Rabbono Shalom. That's why we're told that you can test the Rabbono Shalom with that. Because you say, Hashem, I gave staka because I know I'm going to get it back. Because I know this is the test that you're giving me. I know it's not my money. I'm showing you I know it's not my money. I gave it away willfully, happily. I try to tell my kids when somebody knocks on the door for staka, I said, the opportunity is coming to our door. I don't have to go out and find and search for Baruch Hashem, someone came right to our door. How can I not give him? He's giving me the schus. Sometimes stuck. People think I'm a little crazy when I say thank you for giving me the schus, for giving you stuck. You could come back again. Let us be zeicha to recognize these great brachas that Rabbeinu Shalom gives us and pay him back. That's the true idea of paying it forward. Paying it forward back to Hashem, what really, truly belongs to him. We should be zeicha to see that so we can see koinim ba'avadosam, liwa duchanam, truly, with the rebuilding of the third base, Amilish Mehir V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu.